Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Tom Thayer in for Mully today. Pleased to bring in our baseball insider, Bruce Levine, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. A lot of theater on the north side yesterday, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Javi Baez with the theater, Bruce. Before we get to baseball, though, the incident in the club, in the Mets clubhouse afterward, did it bring to mind your own episode with Ed Lynch when he was a pitcher and you were a reporter and you guys came to you were at odds in the clubhouse?
Yeah, it was a volatile weekend, and ironically, it was 35 years ago in August that occurred, where the Cubs were having this really important series with the Mets to see who was going to be the first place team. It was in early August, and Lynch had turned around and talked to one of the reporters from New York and said, yeah, you know, I hit him on purpose, but don't say anything. Then he turns around to the Chicago media, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, hey, Ed, the purpose pitches have a place in the game. And at that point, he went up for grabs. He started, coming at me. The rest of the teammates started coming at me. Jay Horwitz, who was the PR director at the time, asked if we could reset and move out of the clubhouse for a few moments so they could cool off. And it was an interesting time. It was, and it did bring back those memories.
Hey, Bruce, when you talk about the excitement created yesterday at the north side with Javi Baez and his home run, can Tim Anderson do that on the south side to get a player that creates such excitement that you think anything's possible every time he comes to the plate?
Well, Tom, you had it in your sport all the time as well. I mean, did Walter Payton create that extra excitement, give that extra effort? Did he have that personality that brought out that extra amount in other athletes? I mean, you had a lot of great players, including yourself, on that team. But, when you look at Baez, now you look at, and you ask me about Anderson, which is a really good question. Yeah, they have that extra added feature that they have the emotion and the talent to back it up. And you have to be able to have both. If you don't have that talent to go along with that emotion that you're bringing and the in-your-face stuff that you do with other teams, it's just not going to work. We've seen it happen with other athletes. But Anderson is certainly talented enough to do it. Baez can strike out five times or eight times in a series and come up, go 0-2, and hit the ball out of the park the other way. So there are these special athletes. We might be lucky enough to be watching each shortstop on each side of town doing that right now.
Well, Javi's heroics certainly saved the day for the Cubs and the weekend, Bruce, and that three-run home run speaks for itself and created, a victory, or else the Cubs might have lost that series. But it did not mask the fact that there's got to be some concerns growing about the starting rotation with Jose Quintana 0-6 in his last eight starts. Darvish the day before, he has been very good. We've documented each and every start, almost each and every pitch, but he did give up a lead. What do you think about this move to the six-man rotation to make room for Alzolay, and does that include Chatwood, and for how long?
Yeah, and that's a great question, David. It does include Chatwood, but it could be one turnaround, and then he goes back to the bullpen. Because, if you go to a six-man rotation for an extended period, meaning even twice around, you're limiting Joe Maddon to seven guys in the bullpen. And it's really five or six, because you're going to have Kimbrel closing, so he'll be at the end. And then you're going to have to save one guy to be a long man. So that really breaks it down to about five guys that Maddon can use in those in-between innings. And unless those starters are going with some length, and certainly that's the key to a six-man rotation, two things. One, you get a little bit more rest for these starting pitchers that have been going a half season, and some of them are veterans that need the time. And two, you hope that you get the length out of them so that you don't have to use your bullpen quite as extensively. And that's what they're trying to get out of this. They've done it before, the prior three seasons from time to time. And as you said, David, the possibility that Chatwood does it once and then goes back into the bullpen is there too. But there's a lot of moving parts, and sending people back to the minor leagues as far as moving guys out of the bullpen, not that simple, because most of these guys do not have options at this point in time. You're going to have to bring in Kimbrel toward the end of the week to be your closer, and you're also going to have to make room for Carl Edwards, who's been on the IL. So a tremendous amount of work as far as planning goes into this by the Cubs, but the execution has to be there for this to work.
Bruce, realistically, how much fresher does the All-Star break make a team, make a pitching staff, make a bullpen? Because it seems like, I don't know, I think it's blown out of proportion that a couple days rest in a five-month, six-month baseball season is going to freshen up a team.
It's the mental part. You know, it's not necessarily the physical part, but the mental part of you get an extra day. You know, as a starting pitcher, you know, the grind starts to take over for you. Most of these guys, Tom, look at it the same way you do, like, hey, I'm in my element. I'm going every 5 days. I don't like a change. But I think the numbers are bearing out the fact that that extra day has helped these guys be just a little bit stronger, maybe go that extra two-thirds of an inning or an inning to be able to feel good about themselves and come back a little bit stronger. But the mental aspect of it is certainly a really important part of it, maybe more than the physical part.
Bruce, woke up Saturday morning, following normal routine, listening to you and Matt Spiegel on Inside the Clubhouse, you guys talking about the White Sox. And if you're a White Sox fan, you're feeling very good about the rebuild. Zach Collins had just homered the night before. Eloy Jimenez had beaten the Cubs earlier in the week. It was quite a week for the White Sox rebuild. And then Saturday night happened. And then Despaigne blows a 4-0 lead. And then that creates a snowball effect that I think carries into yesterday. They lose 2 out of 3 when they have an opportunity to win that series. How long can the White Sox continue to go at it with this rotation when you have a starting rotation that doesn't seem compatible with the rest of the team that's making progress?
You're 100% right, David. 13-26 starting pitchers record for the White Sox, other than Giolito's 10-2. Okay, so that's just not going to get it done, and it's not going to get much better because some of these guys are not the part that are going to be the future of the Chicago White Sox. You know, you see Despaigne, who's a veteran pitcher, has been around for a long time, not a part of the future here. Nova, you know, has had some good starts here and there, some real bummers along the way, not a part of the future. They don't even have a fifth starter right now because Covey's still on the IL. They're going to have a bullpen night on Tuesday after Giolito pitches tonight. You know, that you're kind of throwing your arms up in the air and saying, you know, a bullpen night? This is a team that's been moving towards 500, that has a legitimate look at a wild card, but not really. If you look at the starting pitching and you see how far they have to go. Now, that can change rather quickly if Dylan Cease comes up here in the next week or 10 days or by the All-Star game and starts to deal. You know, those are, you know, it's predicated on the fact that he's got tremendous stuff, that everybody believes he's going to be a really outstanding starting pitcher. Now he has to get here and do that. That could change things. I don't think it'll change the philosophy of Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams when they look at adding a pitcher or a position player at the deadline. I think it's more about still the rebuild and being happy with where they're at, but not enough starting pitching to be serious about contending for the playoffs.
Bruce, it's nice to see some of the crowds on the South Side during the Yankee series and what's been going on there. But then, you know, Paul Sullivan writes an article about the Tampa Bay-Montreal situation. Is there a solution to that? Because, you know, bringing to Chicago, no. I that's not the answer that I like. But is there a real answer to what could happen there?
Yeah, they're trying to push, you know, Tampa's people, you know, the area as far as trying to get a ballpark. I mean, they've been trying forever. But the problem is that the founding fathers and the people that run that area, you know, in Tampa and in St. Pete in that area, they don't believe that they should put all that public money toward a ballpark. They're drawing 16,000 people a night, barely. And this is an outstanding team, and it has been mostly for the last 10 years a very outstanding team with a good franchise. But there's not that belief that that area or Florida in general can support Major League Baseball or will support Major League Baseball. So the threat is out there for Montreal. It's not a realistic plan for players to play in two different cities, have their families uprooted. It's not going to happen. But it's interesting that Major League Baseball will allow this perception to be out there so that they can force the people in Tampa to give them what they want.
Bruce, before we let you go, Craig Kimbrel has today off. He pitches tomorrow. Would it surprise you if he were in a Cub uniform in Chicago or with the Major League team by the end of this week?
No, not at all. That's the plan, I think. So, as you pointed out, David, Tuesday's hopefully his last start in or relief appearance down there. He's not in rehab. He's just coming back because he hasn't pitched for a long time. And then the conversation, as Joe Maddon said, Wednesday. He could be up with the team, I think, as early as Thursday, the last day of their homestand before they hit the road, and be the closer. So I think that's the plan right now. He did his back-to-back over the weekend on Friday and Saturday. They wanted him to accomplish that. Now, whether he's strong enough to go and everybody feels good about it, we'll find out probably sometime early Wednesday. But Thursday, I think if everything goes right, Friday at the latest, he's with that team on the road.
Thanks, Bruce. Great stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Good weekend. Bruce Levine, our Major League Baseball insider.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.